613-461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Augustine at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you out there in Radio Land. This is yours truly, Brother Davis, and this is Let's Face the Issues. And we thank God for the opportunity to be able to share with you before the Thanksgiving holiday. What is thankful? What does it mean to be thankful? Be ye thankful. The scripture gives us a command to be ye thankful. If we sit down and count our blessings, amen, truly, amen, they are more than can be numbered. But we need to know on today, amen, that we as an American people should be thankful. First of all, we serve a God that sits high and looks low, a God that's got all power in his hands, a God that can do anything but fail. We thank God because we often say, God bless America. So on today, we have a lot that we need to be thankful for. But we need to realize, why should we be thankful? What is thankfulness? Who should be thankful? And what are the Bible verses that tell us that we ought to be thankful? We're going to talk about that for a little while on today. And again, I say thank you so much. First, I want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say good morning to my bride, amen, of 37 years, amen. Love you so much. To all of my family and friends that are listening on today, thank you so much for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues. I'll be sitting in for Dr. Youngblood on today. And again, we're going to talk about be ye thankful. Truly, as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday, we are able to enjoy so many great things by the grace of God. And if you're not thankful on today, let me remind you on today, you have so many things that you really need to be thankful for. A lot of times, all we do is sit around and bicker and complain about what we don't have. But what about the thing that you do have? You have American liberty on today. You have rights according to the Constitution. We have the great American flag, amen, that flies above us, that reminds us of our founding fathers and what they established so that we can enjoy this day of Thanksgiving. So truly, we ought to be thankful. Let me remind you on today that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Give us a call on today. That call gets you through the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions and comments. Tell us what you are thankful for. Again, we also want to thank Tools for a Time for being a sponsor of this program on today. Thank you so much, Brother Jeffrey, and all the crew down at Tools for a Time. They have a website, toolsfortime.com. If you need anything in the way of lawn care, if you're trying to start your own business, if you're trying to do a good job around your own house, they can help you. They sell all brands of equipment such as Honda, Echo, and many other brands. And not only do they sell them, they also service. So give them a call on today. Look them up on the website, toolsfortime.com. Again, we thank God for the opportunity. We're going to talk about the Thanksgiving holiday and how it got started in the first beginning. Thanksgiving is a federal holiday in the United States, celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November. It is sometimes called the American Thanksgiving. In 1621, the Plymouth colonists from England and the Native American Indians shared an autumn harvest feast that is acknowledged as one of the first Thanksgiving celebration in the colonies. For more than two centuries, days of Thanksgiving were celebrated by individual colonies and states. The New England colonists were accustomed to regularly celebrating Thanksgivings. In other words, they celebrated more than one day. And truly, as people of God, if God has allowed you to wake up out of your bed this morning, you're still clothed in your right mind, got the use of your limbs, blood still running warm in your veins, you have a lot to be thankful for. So that's the reason why every day should be a day of Thanksgiving for any people, not just the people of God. If you are here, still on this side of life on today, you have every reason to give God thanks on today. But we're talking about how Thanksgiving got started in the first place and the holiday was set aside. So when we're looking at Thanksgivings, the colonists celebrated more than one day of Thanksgiving. Days of prayer, thanking God for blessings such as military victory or the end of a drought, were also celebrated by the New England colonists. So, again, if we sit down and we think about the many ways that God is blessing us as individuals and as a corporate people that lives in the United States of America, being able to enjoy the freedom that we have, we need to be thankful to God for what he has blessed us with. The U.S. Continental Congress proclaimed a national Thanksgiving upon the enactment of the Constitution. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday on the last Thursday in November. Lincoln's proclamation urged the nation to heal its wounds and restore peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. All of those are great blessings that we continue to enjoy. We thank God for our military servicemen. We thank God for those who serve with the emergency staff. We have firemen. We have policemen. We have EMTs, all these great people that are of great service to our communities. We thank you for your service on today. So there's many things that we can thank God for because we have been blessed. And I don't know about you, each and every day that I wake up in the morning and I'm able to see the sunrise, I go back, my mind goes back to the scripture that this is another day that the Lord has made and we can rejoice and be glad in it. And I don't know about you, amen, but there are many things that I know are still going on in my life that may not be going so right yet. I choose to be thankful. I choose to tell him thanks. And that's what you have to do on today as the people of God. Don't worry about the things that's happening in the world. Just realize that your God is a big God. Don't worry about the big problems that you are facing. Tell your big problems about the big God that you serve. Our God is all powerful and he's got all power in his hands. So let's learn how to lean and trust and depend on him. Again, we are talking about Thanksgiving and how the holiday got set aside in the first beginning. And we talk about the holiday being the fourth Thursday in November. Why on a Thursday? I'm glad you asked. Thursday may have been a tradition to distance the event from the Sabbath day among the Puritan colonists. Thursday was also a typical day for lectures in New England, with ministers giving a religious talk each Thursday afternoon. This practice may have contributed to the Thursday Thanksgiving tradition. So now we see how the holiday was set aside, who it was that observed the first Thanksgiving, why they observed Thanksgiving, what did they do, what did they thank God for on that particular day, or what were they thankful for. Tell us what you are thankful for on today. Give us a call, 904-831-0917. I believe we've got a call on the line, Brother Kenneth. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Hello.
Good morning, Brother Kenneth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. I know you say Brother Davis, but I call you Pastor Davis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Either one. I'm a brother. I'm a pastor. I just call myself a servant of God. Amen. So thank God for whatever you want to call me. That's fine. Amen. But that's who I am. Amen. With the Lord. I'm just a servant in God's kingdom.
And Pastor, I tell you the truth. I'm so happy that you are a partner of Dr. Youngblood. Pastor Youngblood, I'm telling you, man, you come on point. I tell you what, when you get up in the morning, you say, thank you, Lord, I got up. Because I'm going on 70. And I've had friends that went in their 50s, 60s, and stuff like that. But I tell you, and I want to give Internet and Yahoo his props. Because we're sending people over there talking about ceasefire. That's how we lost Vietnam. With LBJ.
Amen.
Yeah, it's sad that we're trying to force people to take care of the LGBTQ and all these people that are coming over across the border. And now the FBI talking about it was people on the watch that were terrorists. But we let people in, and Lord help us, because if he get out of office, I don't even want to call her name, but she would do worse than he would. How can I say it? Okay, you're going after Trump so hard, but you're not saying anything about Biden and his son. And that's ridiculous. They're trying to take America down. I believe it. They are trying to take America down.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank you so much, Brother Kenneth, for what you are saying on today, and truly for those reasons and many others. We need to be thankful, because no matter what men do on today, we as people of God still need to realize that God is yet in control. No matter what they do in Washington, D.C. or anywhere else, God is still in control. COVID didn't catch him by surprise. We need to know and understand our God is all-powerful and all-knowing. The Bible said that there's nothing new under the sun. So for that reason, we have a reason to be thankful and to bless our God's holy name. Because no matter what Joe Biden does, no matter what they do in Washington, D.C., no matter what they do anywhere in the whole wide world, our God is still yet in control.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. In my heart, I feel like these rocks they're shooting over, they're going to hit the dome of the rock, and they could build that. The next temple, and they're going to blame Israel. But by the satellite in the air, it's going to prove that they didn't do it. But everybody's backing up the Palestinians didn't even exist. You know, they didn't. They didn't exist.
Well, we all need to realize, Brother Kenneth, that first of all, we are blessed on today as a nation because we bless the nation of Israel. If we stand confederate with the nation of Israel, if we support them, because the Bible said, amen, God told Abraham, if whoever blesses Abraham, God will bless them. And whoever curses Abraham, God will also curse them. So when we look at Abraham as being the father of the faith and the one where the nation of Israel really started from, they have all their roots in Father Abraham, so they are the chosen people of God, then that's who we need to stand in support with. We need to throw all of our support behind them. Because if we go back through history, Jewish people have made many contributions to the United States and to the world throughout U.S. history, throughout world history. So, even if we go back and count all of those blessings, then they were truly blessings, amen, because many contributions were made through medicine, through science, through many other things, and Jewish people were responsible for that. And if we go to the Bible, it says that they are the people who are the covenant people of God. That's where we got a chance to have access to the word of God and to the covenants through Father Abraham. And without them, if we were outside of that during that particular time, we didn't have a God on our side. But because of Father Abraham, by faith, not by nothing that we have done, because no works, no kind of works that we do on today will qualify us to be able to be a part of God's people or a part of God's kingdom. But by faith alone in Christ Jesus, in his finished work out on Calvary's cross, this is the reason why we have a chance to enjoy the blessings right along with the people of God. And not only that, it's a great privilege for Jesus Christ to call us his brothers and sisters. But we are that because of the faith, because of the establishment of the covenant between God and Abraham and God's covenant people, Israel. This is the reason why we should really reach down, deep down in our souls, and say thank you, God, for everything that you have blessed us with through the people of the nation of Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Kenneth, for your call and your question and your comments and everything. You're so much on point each and every time you call us. Thank you so much. Amen for your call. 904-831-0917. That call gets you through the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question and your comments. Truly, amen. It's a disheartening thing when we look at the things that are happening in our world on today. But as I said to Brother Kenneth, and as I said to all of you on today, let us not be fearful. When we look at the scripture, how many times does the Bible say, give thanks to the Lord? The Bible mentions the word gratitude. That's just gratitude. 157 times. Now listen, I went and looked up this information, and I'll take this guy's word because I have not really counted each and every time, but I do know that gratitude and thankfulness appears many times in the Bible, but he put a number on it, 157 times. It does not appear as frequently as fear not, which is said to be around 365 times. Why 365 times? I'm glad you asked. Because when we look at that number, 365, and this is just Brother David speaking, there are 365 calendar days in a year, except if we have a leap year. So if we have the word fear not in the scripture 365 times, we can go and pull a scripture that encourages us to fear not each and every day that we live. So 365 times we see the word fear not, but it appears more than thanks or thanksgiving, which is mentioned somewhere around 72 times. So why should we be thankful? We should be thankful because God is on our side, and no matter what comes or no matter what goes, God is still yet in control. I believe we've got to cut another call on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment. Hello, Rosetta. Hello, Rosetta, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I just want to give God thanks for waking me up this morning, and I have a roof over my head, food on my table, and we are going into Thanksgiving. I'd like to give thanks, and I ask God to bless the United States and also the country of Israel. I just want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father, and God bless you, my blood brother. Thank you.
Amen. 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 That was my big sister calling in right there. Praise God. Thank God for you, and I love you so much, and thank you for listening to the broadcast. Thank you for your comments on today about being thankful to God and for all the other things. You see, again, if we look at the things that we have truly been blessed with, you know, it doesn't have to be great things. So many people covet different things. Some of us want a great big bank account. Some of us want a great big mansion sitting on a hill. Some of us may want this and want that. But what about life, health, and strength? What about the food on your table? What about the clothes on your back? There are many things that you have to enjoy that other people don't even have access to. And listen, we used to think about it happening in other countries, but right now you can look right around you and it might be right down the street from your house. Yes, it is very much alive right here in the United States. Someone doesn't have the things that you don't even tell God thank you for. So listen, for that reason, dig down deep inside of you. Look at the thing that you really and truly have. If you got life, look up and tell him, thank you, God. If you got health, look up and tell him, thank you, God, for my health. If you got food, I don't care if it's nothing but a can of beans in your cupboard. You need to thank God for the beans that are in your cupboard, because there are some people that don't have a can of beans. So people, we need to be thankful. And listen, I had the experience to travel abroad by way of cruise about 10 years ago to the country of Belize. And I happened to go there on a Christmas day. And when I got over there that day and they took us on a tour through the town, I got to realizing just how unthankful American people are. Because those people in Belize, through the part of the town that they took us through, and I realized there's got to be a lot more beautiful parts to Belize besides the part that they took us through. But on that particular day, it was like a knife in my heart, because I looked at the people who were running behind the tour bus, begging us just for the bread that was in our lunch pails. Any kind of money that I had in my pocket, believe me, my heart started bleeding so bad for these people. Little kids that were running around half naked. Some of them with a cold. You could tell they were sick. They had their noses running and different things like that. Some of them didn't have shoes on their feet. But they were running behind the tour bus begging us for just a handout. Well, believe me, I emptied my pockets on that day. And I can say that since I've been living on the face of the earth, that was one of the worst Christmas days that I ever experienced in my whole life, and I never wanted to go back to that part of that country ever, especially not on a Christmas day, to eyewitness the thing that I saw on that particular day. So when I got back to the cruise ship and got in my cabin, I reassessed my values, and I thought about the American people. The stuff that we enjoy every day that we count as nothing, sometimes we fix a plate of food and we don't even finish eating what we have. We throw it away. We throw it in the trash. Sometimes we have things, clothes hanging up in our closets. We have put on a little bit of weight and it's time to get rid of those clothes. But you got clothes sitting in your closet right now that you cannot even wear anymore. Don't you know there's someone that's right down the street from your house, not in Belize, not in other countries as well, but right in this great old country of the United States of America that don't have clothes to wear. My friend, you need to count your blessings and learn how to be thankful for the things that you have and clean out that closet. Give them to someone that can use them or to someone else that is in need. The same Bible that we read every day tells us it's more blessed for us to give than to receive. A whole lot of times we love to be on the receiving end, but we don't want to be on the giving end. My friend, if you are a Christian, if you have Jesus Christ down in your heart on today, he left us the perfect example. Everywhere we read in the Bible, when Jesus went out to minister, he ministered to the poor and needy. He took up the time with them. And when he got finished working miracles, feeding them, healing their bodies, he preached the gospel unto them. So this is what we need to do as people in the United States of America on today, especially if you are a part of the body of Christ Jesus on this earth. Amen. You need to take up the time first to learn how to be thankful for the thing that you have, even the small things. Thank God for the small as well as the great. And then go out and tell somebody else about the goodness of the Lord and share with them the things that you have that can be able to help them along in their particular time of need. This is what we should be doing in our life on today. Praise God. So how do you say thank you meaningfully? How do you mean it from your heart when you say thanks to God? Let me leave this word with you. A prayer of daily gratitude might sound like this. Dear God, thank you for this day and for my health and for surrounding me with love and beauty. I am grateful to be alive today, and I rejoice that you are watching over me. Amen. Listen, You don't have to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So many times we repeat those words as a word of prayer. When we go and examine the book of Matthew chapter 6, Jesus told the disciples, after this manner pray ye. In other words, it is supposed to be a model prayer for how we ought to approach our Heavenly Father, acknowledging him as our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, high, holy, separate, undefiled, is your holy name. Thy kingdom come. Do you want the kingdom of God to come to the earth? Let me remind you on today. In heaven alone, no sin is found, and there's no weeping there. Truly, one day we're going to be able to experience that. Christ is coming back in the second millennium to set up the kingdom of God on this earth. But are you thankful for what you have right now? Do you want to be a part of that heavenly kingdom? Do you want to be a part of the blessing that God has for all his people? And are you thankful for what you already have? 904-831-0917. That call gets you through the studio right to our microphones where we can entertain your questions and comments. Are you thankful? How do you say thankful? How do you say it with a heart full of gratitude? How do you show God meaningly from your heart? And I just gave you that short prayer as an example of how you can pray and tell God, thank you for the small things as well as the great things that are in your life on today. Praise God. So when we go back to the beginning of how Thanksgiving got started in the first beginning, the U.S. Continental Congress proclaimed a national Thanksgiving upon the enactment of the Constitution. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday on the last Thursday in November. Lincoln's proclamation urged the nation to heal its wounds, restore peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. Truly, we need all of these things in America on today. When we look at the protests, the unrest, the riots, the different things that are going on in our country, not in other countries, people in America can't get along with each other. And it's sad to say a whole lot of that stuff spills over into the church. But we need to learn how to be thankful to God first for the peace that we enjoy, for the harmony that's available, for the tranquility and union that's available to us as a covenant people of God. And then we need to learn how to let the wounds heal. Listen, there are many things that happen in our lives that causes wounds and scars. But we have to know and understand that our God is a healer. If we give it over to Jesus, he's able to heal us and to make all things brand new. So what is the real meaning of Thanksgiving? When we look at Thanksgiving and the way that the holiday was set up and established in the first beginning, the Native American spirituality traditionally and today emphasizes gratitude for creation, care for the environment, and recognition of the human need for communion with nature and others. Thanksgiving as a holiday originates from the Native American philosophy of giving without expecting anything in return. Now, again, this is just information that I was able to gather on the National Day of Thanksgiving, how it started, who was responsible for getting it enacted in the first beginning, who was the first one that observed it, and what were they thankful for. So again, my friend, let me encourage you on today. If we're living and we're not telling God thank you, you're doing yourself a disservice. Not only that, you are doing God a disservice because you are not thankful to him for the thing that he has already blessed you with to be able to enjoy. So let me encourage you again on today. Find something to thank God for. We'll be right back after this break. We're getting ready to go to the news break. We ask you to join us again after the news break is over. Thank you.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more,